Hello and welcome to the Best Boyfriend Podcast. I'm your host, Bo Braden. This is Cooper Conway and Dylan Scott. Cooper, Hi. As you know from episode 2 of the Bo Show, Dylan Scott, my co-host on the Simulation Podcast,
yes.
If you're a fan of that.
So this is the real intro.
Thank you for joining us for take two of the Best Boyfriend Podcast.
We're in here, Coop. Jump right in, Coop. You are leaving.
Yeah, I'm leaving tomorrow, and I'm glad.
What?
Just kidding. That's a total lie. I'm so sad. Don't want to go back to school, but hey, glad that we're getting a little Best Boyfriend action off the ground.
Dude, yeah, man.
What's better than a little Best Boyfriend?
And I'm not cutting any of that.
With this, I see. Okay, but like for real, this one's like different because with the Bo Show, I'm always online with my guest. Like now, I'm just going blind in this ring light, staring. And I don't know if I'm like supposedly.
And there's two ring lights.
I don't know if I'm supposed to look directly into the camera because like I'm always looking at a guest.
Yeah, that's true.
On the like
we're talking straight to our audience right now, but like I think most of our conversations will be like this. Don't cut me off like that with your shoulder.
Thanks, man.
No, Cooper's getting cut off. No, I think most of our conversation will be right here. Oh. But I think we stare into the it might be too creepy.
Comment who's the best looking host.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't say anything mean, please.
Only uplifting
or, like,
things.
At least to me, it hurts very much, and I can't handle it. So,
no, dude, fair. Dude, we are in the set of the Bo Show, man. Which this will be on a little bit. We'll talk more about that later. Mm-hmm. But, dude, man, we're back. It feels great. Feels great to be talking with my boys.
Man, it does.
Over the past few months, we've been laying real low, except for you, obviously, in the public eye, but...
We've been plotting.
We have been plotting. We've been scheming. We've been like this. Like evil scientists just awaiting our time, and now it is. But, I mean, you know. What have we been up to?
Really just podcasting for me. All I do is, like, you guys see it.
Yeah.
That's pretty much all I'm doing. And then aside from that, just being a stay-at-home son... So, but I turned in an application at a local BlackRock.
Woo!
So,
let's go.
Managers of BlackRock, please, if you're listening to this, I'd really love to work for you or anybody who's hiring that, I don't have to like work super hard and like can be myself and make good money. Please. Cause my parents just told me I can't be a stay-at-home son anymore. And my dad took away his credit card.
No, dude.
And my allowance got cut. So,
help me out.
Let's talk about that, Bo. How does that make you feel being an independent man for the first time, really?
Well, I mean, I'm still in my, well, not childhood home, but I'm still living in my parents' house with no girlfriend or responsibilities and now being a college dropout as of about an hour ago.
Dude, congrats, man.
Again,
we're together on this.
We're back.
We're back, man. We're yes. Returning to our true form. Bo and I yes. are being absolute bachelors this summer. At home with nobody here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just us now. You know.
Speaking of bachelors.
Matt James. Or, as I like to call him.
Or James Matt.
Matty J.
Matty J.
MJ.
The Matchler.
Well, not to be confused with
the Vibrator.
Matchlerette MJ and the Vibrator.
What?
Well,
what
MJ,
are you talking about, Coop?
What do you mean, Coop? You watched it.
You watched
the episode twice the amount of times that we did.
They had...
Oh, true.
She brought the vibrator, right? Mm-hmm. Big thing in episode 1. This is no surprise. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Sorry.
Spoiler alert. What?
I was thinking I was going to talk about this vibrator. I mean, is that... He prayed, and then they focused on the vibrator the whole time.
Did she hold it, like, when she was...
Yeah, was she
like bowed when she bowed her head? Like,
she
did
like
she
this.
Have it in the hand? Like, because
like
she carried
the
around
with
the
mic.
Thing. And that's the thing. Like, I wonder with like yeah. being on one of those shows is like, if you bring a prop, do you have to carry it around the whole time? Like she did, because like you see past seasons where like dudes dressed up as like penguins and stuff, and then they were just like stuck in the penguin suit the
all
whole
night.
Time.
And like that girl with the goat hooves, but they were
oh my gosh.
Moose
yeah.
feet,
bro. Yeah, like that was
they were
one
meese
thing.
Feet.
Meese feet, if you will. That was one thing where it was like. Like, she called him the goat, and then I was like, why is she wearing moose feet? Like, I was like, why is she not wearing...
I just kind of rolled with it, dude.
I almost said goose feet, but...
Dude, that would have been dope yeah. as well. You're the goat.
I'd just be talking.
We like Matt, though, right?
Oh, I love Matt.
Yeah?
I mean, the only Bachelor I've ever seen is Pilot Pete, and Matt's already miles ahead of...
Yeah.
Pilot Pete sucks.
Yeah, Pilot Pete sucks, man.
Sorry, Pilot, if you're watching.
Sorry, Mr. Pete.
Sorry, Mr. Pete.
How do I feel? You know, I watched... I've been in the... what is it? Batch Gang? Mm. Bachelor fandom for about 3 years now. Started out with Colton Underwood. That was a... emotional season, a roller coaster, if you will. He was fine. I didn't mind him at all. He made a really bad decision at the end. What Coop?
Well, did you know that our former Bachelor Colton Underwood did catch a restraining order case from Cassie Randolph, I believe? I don't want to misquote that, but I'm just going to roll with it and say that she definitely put a restraining order on him because he was like stalking her.
Let's go.
Really?
Yeah.
But didn't he get married to the girl?
Yeah, they got married. Yeah. Well, no, they didn't. They dated for a long time after.
Oh.
Yeah. And then it didn't work, I guess. But I didn't know that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And that 100% definitely happened.
Another thing I also wonder with that is like, man, like I don't know if I'd just be able to like hop in and marry somebody when they had like another boyfriend the previous day. You know, like I feel like I'd want to just be like, okay, like you're just my girlfriend now.
Yeah, no. Mm. For sure, for us insecure boys.
Yeah,
that's definitely how it should be.
No, not me.
Oh. But yeah, anyway, so I've been in the Bachelor fandom for a little over 3 years now, starting with Colton, moving on to who is the Bachelorette? Can't remember. I don't really care.
Claire, Tayshia.
Tayshia, Claire. Or
are you talking about after Colton?
I'm talking about Hannah B. Was not a bad season. Didn't mind that. It just wasn't the great. It was like it was mid, if you will.
Do no mid.
But yeah, and then yeah, Claire and Tayshia's season. I didn't really tune into, even though Tayshia is my boo. Tayshia might be the greatest Bachelorette of all time.
I really
enjoyed her season. But now they introduce Matt James.
Matt James.
Two first names. Oh.
Can't trust a man with two first names.
That's what I'm saying. But I think we can.
I think we can.
We can trust this guy. I really like this guy.
He's never been in love before. I think that's a big thing.
That is a big thing.
We'll see if that changes.
And he works with kids, which is a huge plus.
Oh.
He does work with kids. I think the girls really like him. I really like him.
Yeah.
I think he's like... you know, way better than Pilot Pete. It's a great refresh. We'll see how he deals with it. He is an ugly crier. Did you see that clip that they kept playing?
That wasn't good.
Of him crying?
Name they a handsome him. Crier.
Bennett, probably.
Probably Bennett. Don. Don Draper.
Dude, you would not shed a tear.
From Mad Men, Don Draper?
We'll talk about that later. Right. But yeah, so the first episode went well. That girl that... vibrator got gimmicky. I thought it was a funny thing.
I thought it was funny. I thought she was an absolute queen for that, but then it got a little annoying.
Overplayed.
It got way too overplayed. Yeah. But
it'll be you.
Who was the deaf girl?
Abigail from Beaverton.
Really, really enjoyed her on the show.
Mm-hmm.
She put on. For
sure. When's the next episode? Next Monday?
Tuesday.
Tuesday,
8 o'clock.
Tuesday, 8 o'clock. We'll tune in. Mm-hmm. We'll let you guys know how we feel. Any other thoughts about The Bachelor? Early predictions.
Coop, you got any early predictions?
Yeah, the girl that cried after the prayer will be winning this season. As in, she will be marrying him. That is my early favorite. She cried after he prayed. It's a guarantee. She Coop. Has God on her side.
Good call. Any of the girls that get sent home, non-religious queens, my Instagram and Twitter is at Bo P. Braden.
Especially Kit. Kit, oh, you look so mean.
God, Kit.
Kit.
Oh, I want her to put me down in front of my friends. I love Kit.
I love Kit.
I love her. But yeah, Kit's not making it. She's making it top eight.
She'll make it a couple weeks, but it's like she's 21. How old's Matt? 28, 29?
Yeah, something like that.
Like, I just don't see...
I don't see it.
I don't know, man. Like, I feel like... No, I'm not a mature 21-year-old. But, like, some of my mature 21-year-old friends, like, I just don't see them making it through with a 29-year-old. Mm. So, Kit, my Instagram and Twitter is at Bo P. Braden.
Yeah, Kit, come on. You know, go on the Bo Show. Have a one-to-one talk. That's him kissing
that
you,
was
by the
like
way.
A lean in
that
for
was
a
lean in for a kiss.
That scared me a lot. I was like,
I was going forward, so
my predictions. I got it was that one girl that he didn't give the rose to, but the vibrator girl like tapped her while she was in the middle of talking.
Mm. Oh,
I
yeah.
I remember she was from Puerto Rico, I think.
Yeah, she was talking about the hurricanes and then got tapped on the shoulder by a vibrator.
Yeah, she was like, "Yeah, it was really hard." And then she, "Sorry." And then I was like, "I don't like this girl anymore." Mm-hmm. But I think she's going to go pretty far, but I'm honestly rooting for Deaf Girl right now. I mean, she's so sweet.
Abigail, sorry.
Deaf Girl.
Abigail.
Abigail, you know, I'm rooting for you. I know you're watching because, you know, of course you are. Because
we are.
Yeah, exactly. We're watching you. I'm rooting for you, Abigail. That's my early pick.
Like Emerald Dress, the one that cried after the prayer, but that's just like not my thing.
Emerald Dress?
Christianity, not your thing, or Emerald Dress, not your thing?
Let's get into
Emerald
it,
Emerald Dress is my thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're working on that.
We're working on
you guys are working.
Christ enjoyers?
Me.
We're working on fixing him with Christ.
They've all said they can fix me.
Only God can.
What is it right after the season ends and they way too early predictions or whatever for like football and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
With the way too early. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's our way too early predictions.
Way too early top
25. I've got Deaf Girl, Abigail. Yeah.
Abigail.
Who do you got?
I really don't know that. I just know I love Kit.
Kit. Okay. Cool. He's got Kit going through 2 weeks. Coop, who you got?
Gotta be my Christian queen with the emerald dress. Don't know her name, not to be disrespectful. Just
you know what?
Don't know the name.
Call
yet.
On Jamie for this.
Kit really stood out.
Dylan, would you look that up?
Bachelor 2021 cast.
Honestly, it's just a shame that Bennett isn't the Bachelor right now. So,
oh.
Disagree. Anyways, as
he
Dylan's
was the most suitable match.
Emerald dress.
As Dylan's looking that up, Bo's new hair. Fire.
Bo.
Gotta like it.
Got a new look.
Bold.
Some might call it the Roger Sterling. Some might call it the
John Slattery.
The John Slattery.
Some might call it the plus size anime boy.
Some might call it a really good haircut.
Really good.
Yeah. Shout out Big D's,
shout
of course.
Out, well, shout out Sophie Braden for the bleach job. Mm. So.
But
yeah,
Big
right.
D's is our haircut sponsor.
Abigail? This is Abigail.
Ooh,
Deaf girl, my wife.
She's a
stunner. She's 25. We've also got Alana. She was just talking absolute mess about Vibrator Girl. I remember that.
I think Kit might stay longer just for the drama with, is it Tiffany? Victoria? That's the queen?
I think she got sent home.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
No,
she didn't.
She didn't get sent home. She was the last rose.
True.
Wow,
we got lip fillers.
Oh, God, lip fillers. Hello.
All these girls are beautiful.
Who's this? Anna. Yeah. Who's that?
You really got...
Oh, big, wide teeth, crazy Anna. With the...
But
like,
also
big,
beautiful.
Huge
don't
smile.
Gaslight my Anna.
She just seems crazy.
Caffeine addicted.
Bree? Wow. Mm.
I like
love
Bree.
Bree.
Love Bree. I remember saying that.
Yeah.
Love Bree. Wow. Love Carolyn's tattoos.
Cassandra.
Wow. Very cool.
No, that's Cassandra.
Nope. That's
where's Cassandra?
Carolyn. That's under. Cassandra, I remember seeing her.
But she got sent home, and she's getting a following on TikTok right now.
No
really?
Way.
Yeah,
did she
sent
expose
home
it?
Week one. No,
wow.
She didn't expose anything. She was just like, me. Her sister posted a TikTok and was like, picking up my sister after getting sent home night one from the Bachelor.
Great. Nice job, Cassandra. Way to,
so Cassandra,
way to maximize that fame.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Bo P. Braden.
Yes. Yeah, come on the Bo Show.
She really
come
was,
on the Best Boyfriends.
She's building the brand, similar to someone's favorite wide receiver, Juju Smith-Schuster. Yep. Yeah.
We edit. One more try.
Juju Smith-Schuster.
God, we need to talk about
Su-Su
that.
Juju Smith.
We've got Chelsea, our model queen.
Stoner, I don't know much about her, but I look forward to.
I do, too. Corinne, I just didn't get to know much. Yeah. Imani.
You want to tilt it so Cooper can see?
Wait, who is this? Ileana?
Ooh,
yeah.
I liked Ileana a lot.
Ileana,
she's
a
really
I remember her face. Yeah, I think I liked her.
Kate
from Renton. She was Vibrator Girl. Okay, Kate.
From Renton.
Katie, sorry. Sorry, Coop.
Kate is the name of my ex-girlfriend.
Kayla.
Kayla. Ooh, she's pretty.
Yeah, she is gorgeous. They're all pretty. They're all gorgeous. Kimberly from Seattle. Oh, I remember her.
Kimberly. Yeah, she's...
Kit from New York City. Wow. Kristen. Where's the...
Oh,
Maggie. Maggie from Maggie. Ethiopia.
She is a favorite.
That is Cooper's queen.
She is actually my favorite.
Yeah, okay.
Is it?
Yeah.
Does it have to do with anything regarding her looking like Madison Bettis?
Yeah. We'll neither confirm nor deny that statement.
Actually, wait, no, that one looks like Madison Pettis.
Piper?
Piper with a pie?
With yeah, a pie like in too. It. P-I-E-P-E-R.
I do. She was cool. Very Portland name.
Yeah, we're Piper rooting for her. Pie.
Oh, that's wait, her. There's Green Dress.
What's this one?
Yeah. Ooh, she looks like Rebecca Black. What's Bob Rachel.
Rachel. Rachel. Yeah.
Rachel.
Rachel's the winner.
From Cumming, Georgia.
Is that actually the name of it? What are we, 12?
Yeah, it's actually Cumming, Georgia. Yeah, so anyway, we got...
That's unfortunate.
From Denver. Okay, well, and I honestly don't remember half of these girls. Where's Queen?
Most of them are gone, though.
Wow, Serena P.
Serena P.
From Toronto.
Serena Victoria. P. If you're watching this, my Twitter and Instagram is at Bo P. Braden.
Come on the Bo Show. Come on Best Boyfriends. Show.
Come on the Best Boyfriends.
We got. We got Victoria.
Come on the Best Boyfriends. I had two sips of wine before this. Yeah, so. Yeah, yeah.
Victoria from L.A. This is Queen Girl. Oh, yeah, that's Queen Girl. We don't like her. Bo wants to date her.
Okay, I don't want to date her. I just feel like out of anyone, she would be the most likely to be one of my ex-girlfriends. I don't think I would date her, but it's like she just would be someone I have.
What does that say about your ex-girlfriends, Bo?
Dude, they're all great, and I love and miss them all very much.
Good alley-oop, Coop. Let's go. Nice job, guys.
Any ex-girlfriends that are looking to reconnect, my Twitter and Instagram is at BoP.
Maybe not. Okay, so what are we moving on to? We brought up
I'm stuck in Vancouver, man.
You know what? I've been stuck in Vancouver longer than you can imagine.
So girls that work at the local BlackRock.
Whoa, don't talk about my future
job.
Your future gob like that.
My future gob.
I had a pretty nice tweet that said... Yes. Is anyone know if AOC is safe? And then I went on AOC's Twitter, found that she said, I'm okay. And I said, thank Jod.
Thank Jod. kind of not unlike the funny and viral tweet, what if God came down and said, it's pronounced Jod?
All right, playoff picture, NFL. Mm-hmm. Starting this weekend, wild card.
Start with the AFC. Kansas City Chiefs are getting a bye.
All right. Great one. I think they're definitely losing that one. Can't see them going past the wild card weekend.
And then we got the Indianapolis Colts led by the worst quarterback of all time, Philip Rivers, versus the greatest franchise in NFL history,
You know Buffalo he's going to see this. You want me to cut that?
No. Philip Rivers, I think you're a great man and a great father, but you're a terrible quarterback. All right, keep it moving. Buffalo Bills.
I think you're a terrible father and a terrible person, but yeah, I think you're pretty good
and
at football.
And I hate you very much. Philip, if you're watching, thanks. Too much cussing. Go ahead, next game.
Are you guys going to give a prediction on that?
Well, did you from the top?
Colts, Bills.
I like the Bills. I love the Colts defense, but I just don't see their offense keeping up with the Bills.
Yes, sir.
Next game, Pittsburgh, Cleveland.
Bill, you want to take that first?
I'm going to take the reins here as one of the greatest wide receivers to ever step foot in Pittsburgh. Juju Smith-Schuster once said, "The Browns are the Browns." The Browns is the Browns, man. The Browns. I don't think they have it in them. I'm an avid Steelers fan. Aren't they? But to be real, I think we could lose this one. Very scared. To lose this game against the Browns. I'm going to be watching the game at the edge of my seat to see what could possibly happen because Juju saying things like, no-name gray face?
He called the Browns no-name gray faces, as in a Madden reference for those who don't play video games, and said, the Browns is the Browns.
And then after this whole season with Juju, I find myself at a loss. I don't know what to do anymore. If any wide receivers are out there and looking for a place in Pittsburgh, a great you know who to call. You know,
you could have just said organization again, and we totally could have cropped it.
No, I wouldn't have. I just wanted it to be like
that. Okay, we can talk about who's editing later.
both thoughts on that? Let me.
Did I hear that the Browns coach is out with COVID right
now? Yeah, and they weren't able to practice for like weeks until like today.
Is he going to be back for the game?
Unconfirmed. I don't believe that he is right now.
Okay. With that, I feel like it's the Steelers, but like I really like the Browns in this one. So,
all right, man. It's whatever.
Don't say I didn't tell you.
All right.
I am very nervous for that one. But Steeler Nation, if we make it past this round, oh, baby, we're built for greatness. All right, keep going.
A little quick fire here. Baltimore Ravens, Tennessee Titans.
Titans.
I like the Titans, man.
Quick fire. Titans.
Easy.
Even though Lamar's cooking right now, man. Lamar's heating up. You know, after a rough start, first three quarters to his season, pretty much. I think he's heating up, but I don't know.
Who's going to stop the king?
Who is? Our MVP.
So good.
Our MVP.
So good.
True.
All right. NFC.
We're moving on.
Packers are receiving a bye, and then...
Definitely losing that one.
I hope so. Aaron Rodgers is not my goat. Saints versus Chicago Bears. Bear down.
I liked the Saints to lose in the first round until I found out they were playing the Bears. So, Saints are winning this one.
As my friends over at Chestnut Street would like the Bears to win this one, I'm going to have to be a Bears fan this Saturday or Sunday. So I'm going to have to be a Bears fan. I want my boys, Ari and Finn, to really, you know, be happy until the second round when the Packers absolutely smoke them.
True.
But
to make their playoff loss a little more heartbreaking.
Yes, a little bit more. Not unlike when we beat them in basketball. Sorry for you that don't know that. All right, keep going.
He's talking about 12-year-olds we play in basketball.
No, they're 18 and up.
And really good.
And really, really good. Yeah. And I'm really better than them.
Yeah, they're pretty
funny. And the 12-year-old's not better than me. Anyways.
Quick prediction from me. Mitch Trubisky will be throwing for 4 touchdowns, 400 yards, easily running rampant over that weak Saints defense. Next game is Seahawks versus the Rams. This is a huge one for the Pacific.
I got the Hawks, man. I think
you at home said it.
You at home said it. I like the Hawks, man.
Put the helmet on.
I like DK Metcalf getting 2 touchdowns at the least. I don't think Jalen Ramsey's containing him this week. Russell is cooking. And I think Carlos Dunlap is getting 2 sacks. Jamal Adams is getting a sack. And we're just going to win the turnover battle and show them why we won the NFC West. So go Hawks, baby. On to the next.
Dylan, you want to go with your prediction?
Oh, man. The Rams, man. This year, they've been a real up and down team. They're smoking teams to the left and getting smoked to the right. Not smoked, actually. They're a pretty decent football team. I like the Seahawks here. I want to see the Seahawks go big. Because, you know, I think the Seahawks, who's the other teams, Tampa Bay and Washington, which I'm not going to get too ahead of myself here, but I think the Seahawks have the best chance at Green Bay. Yeah, I'd like to see them come out and win both of those games out of that side of the bracket, and, you know, hopefully against a weaker NFC team, weaker than the Green Bay Packers out of the other side of the bracket, but probably not. Yeah. So I would like to see the Seahawks and Packers game for the NFC Championship. I would love to see that.
Historically great NFC Championship.
Yes, yes, yes.
Easy prediction for me. God is on Russell Wilson's side. There's just no chance that the Seahawks are losing this week. Yeah, we're keeping moving. And now, speaking of God, Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers take on the Washington football team.
And you were speaking of
God. I'm speaking of Tom Brady.
AB.
When they talk about the Trinity, they talk about God, Jesus, Tom Brady, Holy Spirit as well, if you want to throw that in there.
Tax break Brady.
Man, He's just smart with his money.
Don't disagree with that.
I'll take the horns on this one. Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback of all time. You've seen what he's done in Tampa Bay this year. There's just no chance they're losing this week. It's playoff form for him. Giselle's probably coming off the field as a slot wide receiver. And AB's
don't
going
slot
for...
slot shame Giselle. A dirty little slot.
Moving on.
Well, I would like to say my take on the game.
Well, yeah, no, of course.
Moving on past what Cooper said.
No,
saying.
Cooper, keep going. Keep going, Coop.
Yeah, I mean, the Washington football team, Alex Smith, probably going to snap his leg again for the 18th time or whatever. No offense to him.
Oh, God.
Cooper. Look, it just has
what
to...
What the fuck?
Look, it just... It just has to be said. When Tom Brady's in the game...
It does not have to be said. What?
Look, I'm just saying he's weak. He's a weak guy. He's a great man. Gone through a lot. But he's no Tom Brady at quarterback.
And especially with that bum Ron Rivera at head coach.
Whoa.
I'm kidding.
God bless him.
He just called Alex Smith, who's been through 47 leg surgeries week, and took the Washington football team 5-1. I think Tampa Bay, like I think they're the favorite for great reasons, but that Washington defense is legit. And I think if they win the turnover battle, Alex Smith is going to get it done.
Look, all I'm saying at the end of the day, Alex Smith has had 17 leg surgeries. Tom Brady only needed one, and he's won two Super Bowls since then.
Tom
he's
Brady the only needed one, and time. Matt Cassel took his team 11-5, who hadn't started a game since high school, Cooper. Okay.
That's another thing. Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback.
Tom Brady who you got? Is losing to the Washington football team.
I think, everything's going against Washington this year. Obviously, the racism doesn't help, but this team is just destined to lose. Tom Brady's throwing for 500 yards, 5 touchdowns, and they're... Every single one of his catches is going to be Antonio Brown going deep every single time.
Antonio Brown making his absolute comeback, man.
Obviously, don't want Alex Smith to get hurt, but I'm just saying if he does, don't say I'm surprised.
Wow. Okay.
Wow, he predicted an injury.
All right, Bo. How you like this game going?
Didn't I just talk about it? I just said that I like the Washington defense and that Alex Smith is going to get it done.
This is actually why we're all single, because we don't listen very well.
Yeah, we don't really
listen.
I'm a
great listener. I don't know.
I'm a great talker.
I've just never been the problem before.
Oh, true. Yeah, me neither.
All of Bo's ex-girlfriends are hashtag crazy.
Don't talk about them like that.
Fine, cut that, please.
They're queens. Never mind. Dude, there's way too much now.
I love and miss you all so much.
Oh, my God. No. Okay. That's actually my predictions, because you guys don't care about my feelings, not unlike facts.
All right, Ben Shapiro, keep it going here.
You know, I would love to see Washington, you know, comeback story, but then that would leave, you know, Jesus Christ himself, Russell Wilson, to dethrone, you know, that amazing run. So I'm not seeing it. I'm thinking Tampa Bay wins this game.
Tampa Bay. T-O-M-P-A, Tampa Bay.
He's doing a little... bit about how like it's Tom City now, so calling it Tom.
Oh, okay. AB Pabe.
I like the stretch.
Tom.
Mike Evans Pabe.
Tom
Abbe. Tom Abbe.
Tampa Bruce. Arians.
Oh no.
He's got that sick newsboy cap, though.
Moving on.
Well, honestly, for just a little shout-out for my fellow gamblers out there, alleged gamblers, because it's legal for some of us here, hammer the Buccaneers and Tom Brady. I don't care how much money you have. If you have children, take it out of their college savings account and throw it on the Buccaneers, because Tom Brady's going for 50,000 yards, at least 5 touchdowns. No doubt about it.
I'm taking the over.
I don't like the hyperbole, but...
Sorry, Bo did just drop out today.
Yeah, Bo, you did just drop out today. I'm actually very happy for you. I think you're making the right step. And I think we've been saying this, man. It's time for you to go back to Pullman, make a return, and just have fun. Get your degree. Have a nice time, you know? And that's all we'll say about that.
We'll talk about that more.
Very later. Proud of you. But, you know, releasing.
Thank you.
Of course, man. You know, gambling.
Proud to be a fry cat.
I can't wait. You know, this is what I envision. There's a couch right there. We need it to be bigger. We're all living together at some point, correct?
Yeah.
We're all buying a house in, where is it?
Arkansas.
Okay. And what? Then, so...
Austin.
Okay, Austin also, but that's more expensive. You need to think about that.
Okay, but like, Arkansas...
Yeah.
What?
In the middle of nowhere.
We're built different. We live different.
No, I want to be close to some college football stadiums, and I don't want to go watch the Arkansas Razorbacks. No offense if you guys want to recruit me. My recruiting is open. You can reach me at Bo P. Braden on Twitter and Instagram. Show. Come on the Bo Show. Arkansas Razorbacks. What's good?
Is it Pig Suey? Pig Suey?
What?
Chop, Chop Suey.
No, Pig Suey. Like, Pig Suey. Is it Chop Suey?
But anyway, back to my point. So there's a couch right there. It's a big sectional. What I'm envisioning is it's a big bonus room, black, all black walls and ceilings. In this room, we have five big TVs. We've got games all on these TVs. We're in Arkansas. Nobody's there with us. We don't let access to the outside world. We don't have phones except... We have burner phones to bet and gamble these games. We pull up all the games. We bet and gamble. We get rich quick, and then we get out of Arkansas in a year or two.
Could we have iPod touches for Tinder or Hinge, Bumble, any of the popular dating apps?
I'll allow you one of those ones where it had like the scroll dial.
What? Like a BlackBerry?
Like no, the one of the iPod touches where it had the little... like circle thing, and it was buttons, but you scrolled it to like scroll down and stuff. Yep. You like did the thing. You know what, Bo? It's not an iPod Touch.
Dylan, would you pull that up?
Oh, yeah, I got you. iPod.
All right. In the meantime, I guess Bo and I are going to be talking about cigarettes coming back into mainstream media.
Oh, where you go like this. You go like this, and then...
Yeah, and it had like the menu, fast forward, and then the pause and play.
And then...
Anyway, cigarettes coming back into the mainstream Stop. Media.
That's what we're, what? I was just holding the iPod, and it was an iPod Shuffle, not a
cigarettes. Touch. They're coming back into the mainstream. There's no denying it. You guys have any thoughts? I know Cooper's been on this wave.
Last time I hit nicotine, I froed up, so I got no comment on the matter.
And here's what I think. Yeah, it smells really good. The nicotine from the vape products, some of you may know them.
It Jules. Smells like hospital grandma, but I like it.
Hospital grandma smells nice.
We should light it. That should be our ceremony.
Any hospital grandmas, Cooper can be reached at cooper.conway1 on Instagram.
What do you want? Oh, you want it? You want that?
Okay. Yeah, it just smells good.
Okay.
But cigarettes coming back to the mainstream, we'll just briefly brush over this topic.
Yeah, I know, over obviously. This really obvious topic, yeah.
But they're back in media. I think I'm seeing all over college campuses, kids are smoking cigarettes again. And I got to say that it is
healthy. Very,
well, some would say it's healthy for your lungs. Those people being 1950s cigarette companies.
And us.
Toughens the lungs up, supposedly.
Supposedly.
Again, I'm just not a part of this.
Anyways.
But I just think here's what I think. It's just artsy. The aesthetic of it is really, really nice. And I'm not pro smoking cigarettes, but also you decide what
Why
you want to do.
Why can't J's be artsy?
Because J's are overplayed. Like, it's getting legalized now and cigarettes are counterculture now, I think.
True, man. And when you're going for that 1960s look and feel to a picture, you know, and you're just sitting there with some, you know, some old film camera, you're just sitting there at a table with a suit on. This is a picture. I'm painting this, and there's something like this in the background, and you're like this.
Yep.
You know, you've got your arm on the thing, and your arm and your hands down like this. Now imagine you bring this hand up, right here, cigarette, puff, snap, smoke, cigarette. Now imagine that.
Cigarette. He wants to be Don Draper so bad.
And that leads us into our next topic. Any of you guys have seen
Mad Men?
The popular show Mad Men. You know,
top five and not five.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. We have been, over the past few months, our lives have consisted of me working, you guys doing school and work.
Being a son.
Yes, being a son and doing all those things. And then after they come over to my house, we get a nice lift in. Then... what do we do from there? We go, we kind of chill for a while.
We get our alone time.
Yeah, and then we reconvene right behind you guys, and we watch the greatest show on earth. Mm-hmm. Mad Men.
Mad Men.
It's about a 1960s advertising company.
Ad Men. Mad Men coming from that. They just put the, they made the ad mad.
Yeah, indeed. They made the ad mad. And honestly, that can really summarize the whole thing. The show, I don't know what to, it's like, it's just their lives. It's great. The character building. You know, the tension with them just doing normal everyday things. Don cheating on his wife.
Whoa, spoiler alert. JK, that's first step.
Yeah. And then also, if you want to look up Roger Sterling, one of the characters, or aka John Slattery. John, he has Slattery. Slat in his name, guys. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Come on.
This guy looks just like Bo. It's uncanny.
I wish.
How old is this guy? Hold on.
Now? How old was he then?
He's 58. That's
now?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, damn.
He's like, he's young, so he just had white hair.
What year was that?
Honestly, he was just in his 2000. It was 2007 or 8. We're on season 3, so it's 2009 now.
Handsome guy.
Yeah, so we've been watching Mad Men. It's been great. You guys should watch it. It's really good if you can get past the 1960s nature of it all.
Yeah, it's pretty, like,
it's racist.
It's pretty shocking.
It's
misogynistic. Well, it is a social commentary. Like, you know, if you
really
just
well
look
done.
At it, yeah.
So, it's so good.
If I was still a college student, I could write essays on it.
Yeah. Mm. Like, the way that they, like... Nice. Like, we watch 50-minute episodes of them just, like, living. Watching them, like, do almost nothing in their day. Like, what they're just doing a normal thing, pretty much. Like, I've thought about this. They get you to be invested in their life.
Yeah.
So whenever he, like, gets a contract, like we just watched, we're like, oh my gosh. But, like, that's so normal.
Yeah.
Like, if we heard somebody in, like, the Avengers be like, I got a contract, I don't know if I'm going to sign it, we're like, all right. We don't really care, except for when you get in the costume and fight people.
Yeah.
But, like, when you're so invested in characters and, like, actually, like, how they're going to progress, dude, makes it great.
It really does make it great. It also kind of makes you think that this wasn't that long ago.
True. Oh, my God.
Which is nuts.
Yeah.
Like, dude, like, what?
I'm looking at my grandparents differently now.
Yeah.
I'm like, is this you guys?
You guys did that? 1960s. That was my... Yeah, that was my...
And how many people currently holding public office that were educated in segregated schools?
Yeah.
Is that a lot of people?
Is that? I don't know.
Dude, Mitchell?
Probably.
Gotta be.
Mitch McConnell? Really? You think so?
I mean, if
you
they're...
Don't think, how old is
if
he?
If like, anybody that's like... What is it now? Like 75 plus... 1954 is when schools became non-segregated.
Okay.
That was the official, that was Brown versus Board of Education. And this show is based in 1960 through, and we're in 1963.
So that's, you're 67 plus, okay, so if you graduated in class of 1954, so your whole schooling was unsegregated, you're 85.
Holy cow.
Your whole schooling.
Who's the oldest member of Congress right now?
86. That guy doesn't look 86. Wow.
Yeah, man. Wow.
86. So second most is a woman, 86.
So they made it all the way through high school without, like, if they were being in the, like, growing up in the South, if they were from.
God. Where's this guy from? Oklahoma. Oh, his state's Oklahoma.
Yeah.
This guy's state is Alabama.
Well, but that's nuts.
Iowa. California, this girl, and then Alaska, Don Young. His last name's Young, and he's the oldest member of Congress.
Don Young was the guy that I was telling you about that pulled a knife on John Boehner for a vote. Just
wow.
Pulled a knife.
Nice, man.
Yeah, proud
this
Alaskans.
Guy's 84, Kansas.
Dude, because was Alaska even a thing when he was growing up? Like, was that just a territory?
Dude, probably not.
Older. You're like, well, I was technically born in Russia, so when did Alaska become real?
Yo, you guys,
1867.
All right,
you need more stats like this, go on oldest.org.
By the way, so oldest.org.
Shout out to oldest.org.
If you want to sponsor,
the Best Boyfriends or the Bo Show, you can reach Dylan at simulationpod@gmail.com.
Anyway, what do we got?
Well, a little thing happened. Just a little tiny thing happened.
Oh, the other day?
Yeah, you know the other day?
I can't put my finger on it. What happened? What
was it?
That's...
Oh! What was it?
Wait, was
NBA
it
NBA started back up.
No. It was Jeffree Star, Kanye
Jeffree
West.
Jeffree Star, Kanye West. Yeah. I guess Kanye was, you know, feeling it that night. He texted up some of his hoes. Didn't come through. He went into the archives and he was like, I've been waiting on this one. And so he called up his good boy, Jeffree Star, to come. But yeah, I guess that happened. But also, more importantly, what happened was the NBA season just started back up.
Jeffrey, said that didn't happen.
No, it didn't. It didn't.
Okay. I thought it did.
But he milked the publicity.
Of course he did. That's awesome. That's great publicity.
Would you not?
That's like when Logan Paul, when he got that. Remember when the video came out that he like S'd a C?
Oh yes.
Yeah, but he was like, "Who's next?" at James Charles, and he like milked it, but like because he knew he didn't do it.
He milked
yeah.
the C.
Yeah. He didn't S the C, man.
Word.
Wait, little quick fire predictions on Logan Paul, Floyd Mayweather.
Paul, Floyd Mayweather coming up in February. Hammer Logan Paul. Give him like put $5. You know how much that'll win you? Let me ask.
Oh, NCAA athletes, you can bet on that because that's not an NCAA sanctioned sport. So,
congratulations. I'm also going to go with Logan Paul knocking out Floyd Mayweather. Probably first 30 seconds. You can clip this and you can probably tweet it at me later at CooperConway1. I probably won't respond because I still think that he's going to win the fight because it was obviously a fraudulent fight with a fraudulent election for that fight. And Logan Paul is the greatest fighter of all time. That's bottom line.
Let me pull up these odds.
All right, these guys want to troll. I got Floyd. I don't think that Mr. Paul will touch him the whole time. So
plus 750 for Logan Paul.
Jeez.
Negative 1400 for Floyd Mayweather. You are making nothing if you're betting on Floyd. Why do it? Bet on Logan.
Put $5.
That's like
on
that
both,
that Twitch girl. Said. Oh my gosh, have you seen that Twitch girl?
No.
It's this clip. It's amazing. This is kind of old news and. We'll come back, but this girl on Twitch, she was streaming, and she was like, guys, it's only $5 to sub, and honestly, like, if you don't have $5, if you don't have $5 to give me to sub to my channel, then you probably shouldn't be watching Twitch. Like, you should be, like, figuring out how to make money. Like, at the least, like, you could give me $5, and, like, doing like talking like that to everyone, being like, so like, why are you watching Twitch right now if you don't have $5 to give me? And I was like, oh my gosh. And so this was like a huge thing. She's like, she got canceled for it a while ago. But yeah, guys, if you don't have $5 to bet on Logan Paul,
if you have $5 to be watching this podcast, my Venmo is at @BoBraden_. Thank you.
And we will divide it evenly, maybe. Between the three of us.
My Venmo's private. They don't have to know.
Okay. But yeah, plus 750. How much will $5 get you on that? I don't even know how you do that math. How do you do that math?
Half would be...
Times 7.5?
3750 is your return on that, probably.
So put $10 on that?
Make it $75.
Yeah. So, guys.
I think.
Get on it.
Don't math me on that.
I don't know how the odds work, so... But, and I can't bet, so... But, guys, please...
But we're pro-bet. I mean, I think we're pro-betting. I think we can take that stance.
Yeah, I am.
I don't think people should go to jail.
I haven't announced my retirement yet, but I would be pro-betting if I could.
Nice.
But we'll see soon.
I need to see you in the betting field. Okay.
I'm 21, the thing? Oh, yeah, the actual thing that happened.
The actual real thing that happened.
Wait, are we being for real now?
Like, yeah, we're being for real.
Terrorism?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the idiots. Oh, dude.
I think it's safe to say that they are not smart and they are domestic terrorists. And I think
that's really safe to say. And yeah. I think they should go to jail for a long time, if not ever.
Yes.
Why?
Like, who are the people that show up to these things?
Dude, why? Why would you do that? Why?
If you don't know what we're talking about, just based off of our reactions?
Go on Twitter.
Please hop on Twitter. It's the greatest app.
Makes me... Dude, Twitter was golden, by the way. Yeah. Twitter was its best.
Yeah.
If anything good came out of that, it was Twitter being...
We smoking that Paulson pack tonight.
we smoking that... What was it? What was her name? That we're
say
not
it.
Saying? I don't we're smoking remember. That Roberta pack.
Roberta Paulson? Was that her name?
I don't know, maybe.
We're talking about Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, Brett Favre on
Brett
her
Favre in her desk. It wasn't Brett Favre. Sorry, Brett Favre, if you're watching.
He got arrested, by the way. The guy that sat
Brett
on
Favre?
Nancy... Not Brett Favre, although some people may say he should have been arrested.
Dude,
the
MAGA Brett.
But, no.
I can't breathe with this fucking thing on.
What would you guys do? If you
broke
in?
If we were in the thing?
If you guys were there, what's the first thing you'd... What's the first thing you'd...
I don't... What I would do, for real, if I transported myself, if my body... If I left my body...
If I was a domestic terrorist?
Yeah, yeah. If I can... And then my body... My soul went into the body of somebody in the Capitol building. I would look around. I'd be like, dude, this is... I mean, like, I'm... And I've been in it before. I've been in the Capitol building. It's pretty sweet. Mm. It's a sweet place. Not to flex on you guys, but I've been in it.
Yeah, that's cool.
Cooper, I bet you have as well.
Not to flex on our Russian audience.
What?
What? Don't work anywhere near that. Why would I ever...
Cooper just
true.
Works at the NRA headquarters.
No, dude. Edit that out.
Keep it.
But...
Put that in your link.
I would just be like, wow. And then... I don't know. I get... Why? What's the point? What's the point, man? It looks so embarrassing. That's the one word. Embarrassing. Other countries looking at us being like, what is going on?
I mean, they were already looking at us like that when we elected an actual white supremacist as president.
I just don't get it, man.
But.
And he was like, you guys are special. And
I
was like.
Look at the camera like that.
I mean, that's a hot take. I need to develop my opinion if I'm going to. Yeah, that's tough.
I, Bo Braden, declare Donald Trump a
there we go.
White supremacist. So
whatever he is out as of, like, soon.
He might get impeached before his 12
days.
Again.
Will. Well, yeah, he might get removed from
he
office.
Might get I mean, actually me... real life
yeah, he might be gone.
Impeached and removed.
And I think I'm okay with that.
That's fine with
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
It's
time for him to go. It's time for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to take over.
Time for things to just settle down.
Just relax a little
bit.
Oh,
my God. Yeah.
Like, jeez,
okay,
man.
Okay, but, like, what you were saying earlier about, like, that being a point of, like, actually uniting
oh,
us.
True,
like, that
actually.
Makes it, like, the actual, like, reasonable Republicans that are like, yeah, that is wrong.
Yeah.
Like I think
Which
we
I
can
think
actually
is...
see hope again for the first time in how long?
Yeah,
yeah,
I think
true. Like that TikTok you sent me.
Mm-hmm. I think that was our.
Sorry, you sent me a lot, but it was yeah. when it was like conservatives in 2021.
Oh yeah,
and they were like, you know what?
You I'm don't not... stand for law and order at all. You know what? Back the fuck the blue.
Yeah, and then he like turned, and then his liberal friend was like. And he was like, what? And he was like, no, keep going.
Keep going.
No, keep going.
I like, no, you're doing good.
You're doing good. Yeah. No, but like.
You're not
I
protecting
think,
or serving anybody.
I think honestly, like, the vast majority of people are like, what the hell? I think it's that small percentage that are just either dumb or dumb, you know?
There's no proof.
Man.
It's, I got it. Yeah.
He lost.
Yeah, that's the it. Lowest point. I think we saw the lowest point. I think. It's only up from here, and I
that's
think
true.
Mitch McConnell and Joe Biden are actually good friends. Not too many people know that, but they're good buddies. They've worked together for a long time, and I think that, I mean, obviously, well, I don't even have to say that because Mitch McConnell is no longer majority leader after the Georgia Senate race,
which is pretty crazy.
Claps for Bo, not for my conservative self.
yeah, man, I think definitely something like this. The one of the lowest points
tough.
I've ever seen. Like, obviously nobody's ever seen something like that in any government. Well, probably
other
no,
government.
Yeah.
In ours,
yeah. In ours, yeah, in for ours. Sure. Like, I don't know. Like, it's crazy, but I can see this like uniting us because like that really divided the rational people from the actual insane psychos.
Yeah.
So like, I think like. The majority of people on this side are like, okay, let's figure something out now. Yeah. Now that we have seen the worst of it,
yeah,
let's figure something out and then let the wackos just, I don't know, get arrested.
Just send them to Florida and let Florida secede.
Dude, we will. Let's get a bunch of miners and drillers and drill.
Like, don't give them the kids.
and drill out Florida and then push it. You know, I mean, and just like launch it off. It's its own island.
Not to be that guy, but
Florida's climate change soon.
might just wash over the whole state of Florida. Yeah. That's what I've heard. I don't know anything about that. So,
hey, climate change, if you're listening, just wash over Florida.
But Twitter did ban Trump today.
Popped. Oh,
they
yeah.
They said it's over. We're done.
Dude, yeah.
We have banned the president of the United States from.
And Pence isn't even. Like, Pence is like, come on,
he's
man.
He's done. He doesn't care. Yeah.
Pence is done. Dudes who are down bad posted Trump's suspended account. Man.
Deleted it. 88 million.
Whoa. Wow, this is hilarious.
That's the president of the United States.
That's insane, man. I mean, he is also the president of the United States.
Also nuts that, like, our kids' history books, like, they're going to read about Twitter.
I know.
Like, how Twitter and Facebook, like, impacted elections.
Wow.
That's going to be nuts.
That is crazy.
Bo with a fire tweet. Do you think Trump got a burner?
Bro.
Very, very good tweet.
Like
I love
sports
it.
Sports talk Joey. always coming back with the burners.
Yes, yes.
We need to talk about, I don't know how many people, if you have Twitter, you must have seen this.
This lady.
Nice.
Have you seen
nice,
this woman?
I don't know if you have the capabilities of putting her beautiful face and just tossing it up on the screen later for everyone to see.
How did these people get in there?
But this lady looks like...
I don't
like,
know. Dude, like, how did they get in? And how are they... She's leaning against a column.
Like, she looks like the woman that would, like,
she's
fall
like
over
this.
And break an arm at an Olive Garden. Like, by a chair
yeah.
scooting
yeah.
out.
That's she's, like if you walked in the function and I was like this. But
with
if
an
the
American
function
flag.
Was... but if the function was one of the biggest... government buildings.
Yeah. And you.
In our Capitol, the Capitol building, and I'm there illegally, but I'm like this.
And Dylan's just like, yes, today I'm going to be undermining democracy. And that is what she's doing. Instead of handing out cookies at her local
Fred
school
Myers.
Or Fred Meyer's.
Bro, do you think her cookies. Kids, like, picked her up from the nursing home and then were like, hey, Ma, we're storming the Capitol today?
God, she.
And she was like, what?
I'm sure you know what we're talking about. I put it on the screen.
Yeah, toss it up.
I'll toss it up.
I'll toss just it up hold later. Your computer like this.
I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then they showed Nancy Pelosi's computer. Damn, Nancy Pelosi got good taste, and it's a whole lot of red on the computer. Mm. Great meme.
Yep.
Great album. Ain't no way. Joker was in the crowd. They were beating up a news production. Like they started beating up the lights.
Oh my god!
With an American flag,
and it's like not no, that's not an American. What is it? I don't know.
I don't.
He threw it on the ground
flag.
After. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Which is sick.
But kneeling is horrible.
Oh yeah, kneeling's bad. But you can beat a news outlet's set.
Kneel
up.
Bad, stab with flag good.
Capitol building looking like a Bass Pro Shop? Are you kidding me?
Man, that
that's
sweet.
A banger.
That's a brutal
Lil Nas X saying that's enough. I'm stepping in.
Lil Nas X
has the best Twitter.
Number one Twitter user of all time. When he said the video of Trump, and it's like when we see our neighbor's dog in the backyard. We love you very much. You're very special, but it's time to go home.
It's time to go home. You're very special. I'm in Nancy Pelosi's office cooking up, and it's Ableton. He's making beats on Nancy Pelosi's computer. Mm-hmm. Awesome. This is just peak, peak Twitter right now.
You really got to think, like, Nancy Pelosi is probably around 78 years old, I'm willing to go on a limb and say, and she strikes fear in the heart of so many people. And I
this
think...
guy...
I mean, she just seems like a sweet lady.
This
and
is
I,
lady,
bro, her name strikes fear. Yeah. Like watching the political, like the anti-Democrat ads in Montana.
The Nancy Pelosi, like, AOC.
Lying liberal Kathleen Williams. Radical left bringing her San Francisco roots and Nancy Pelosi to Montana. Taking away your guns and defunding the police.
And the opposite side of that is it's Mitch McConnell, who also is an elderly man without a neck. And looks like a turtle for... He's called the turtle for a reason. He does look like a turtle.
Dude, no. Just the racist version of the sensei from Kung Fu Panda.
We got a... They just, like, in those commercials, they just say people's names. Nancy Pelosi, AOC. We've got Kathleen Williams. Gonna bring AOC, Nancy Pelosi, dude, into the state of Montana. Take your guns, AOC, Nancy Pelosi. They just say names, and I'm like, what? They just say, and like, everyone's like, yeah, they will do that. The Democrats will do that.
The Democrats.
The Democrats is my favorite one. That's the best.
And this is us, three conservatives, saying this.
Yeah, like, honestly, guys, this is just, we are not guys, endorsing. That's I just not, think no, I just guys, think it's please. So funny the
I'm
way
radical,
they're advertising. It's just the best.
Any radical left women out there, my Instagram and Twitter is at Bo P. Braden.
Didn't you vote for Trump? Keep moving.
No, he
guys,
didn't. He did
stop
not.
Seeing that.
anything else on this subject? It's just a real low point.
I think we're going to talk about some, I mean, we had mentioned maybe some conservative snowflakeishness and along with
oh, yeah. So we've known about the liberal snowflake. Whoa. Snowflakes. We've known about the liberal snowflakes. We have one in the room here. Yes, a self-proclaimed liberal snowflake. But we've
Don't
also
joke around me.
We've also recently learned about conservative snowflakes, which I think are, you know, maybe fewer and more far between. But
are they fewer?
Maybe they're not. Maybe they're the silent majority.
They'd be getting pissed off when you say happy holidays.
I know.
Can't say happy holidays anymore. What kind of world are we living in?
True. But,
do we want to talk about my exchange today?
Oh, we could. We could keep it anonymous, though.
Oh, yeah,
as well.
So I just...
I think we dropped names.
Should we get some beef, man?
Well, so, like, I tweeted...
Invite them on.
Dude, that's actually a good call. We'll keep him anonymous
until
then.
No, I don't
want to
call him out right now. But, like, this kid tweeted, January 6th, we will fight for our president at real Donald Trump in the integrity of the United States voting system. And I quoted it with the picture of the SpongeBob guy eating a fried boot. That's a bootlicker joke, for those who don't know.
Yep.
And his girlfriend sent it to me. Saying, hey, can you delete this tweet? It's not kind trying to expose on Twitter, especially when no harm was done to anyone. He deleted the tweet because it was nothing but trolling. I'm asking you to please delete it. Thanks, have a good day. And I just go back and scroll through his Twitter and see that he just tweeted it again after deleting the original that got picked apart word for word. And said he literally has the same tweet up again. Said Twitter is a platform for sharing different opinions. Your boyfriend that supports domestic terrorism can defend his own if he wants to put that out. Her replying, I totally agree, it's a platform to share opinions, and that's why I think exposing people for sharing opinions isn't right. He deleted Twitter, so I'm asking you to please delete the tweet that you made using screenshots. And I said, girlfriend's name, he tweeted it twice publicly. These are not texts, DMs, nor a private conversation. He exposed his own opinions for people to respond to. I appreciate you reaching out on behalf of him, but no. His tweet is still up, so I'd suggest deactivating if he can't take the natural responses to his opinions. I'd be more than happy to have a conversation with him, and he knows where to contact me. So I'm more than happy to talk with you, man. Yeah, it's just like... weird, like I'm getting asked to take down a tweet responding to a tweet that's still up, just like with the screenshot that it's deleted. Like he tweeted the same thing, so I don't know. It's just like you guys are so weird. Like your boyfriend was trying to incite violence on the US government and talk about something that literally like just didn't happen. Like the Joe Biden's gonna be the president, man. Like you guys lost. I just don't get that. So, but you don't see us rioting and looting when we don't get our way. Like, fuck off. And that's all I gotta say about the conservative snowflakes.
Conservative snowflakes, man. They exist, and we are experiencing one right now. We are experiencing one right now. But yeah.
Crazy, man.
That is crazy. And I was like, it was like kind of a eureka moment. I was like, holy shit. There are conservative snowflakes too. And there is one in our midst.
Dude, and finding out that my little in Greek life, finding out that in the background of the picture, the guy with the long hair with the goofy the smile, who like looks this. Like a super nice guy.
He
like
looks so great.
Like, he just looks like a cool lacrosse dad, but he's got the Trump beanie, and he's carrying away that podium in the Capitol, like, smile with a goofy...
I mean, like I can't even be mad at that guy.
I just found out that the bald guy in the back of that picture, my little goes to his house for the 4th of July every year. Like, people from Battleground Washington were just posted up storming the Capitol.
If you know Battleground Washington, we're not surprised.
Yeah,
no. Yeah, we're not
surprised.
That is so funny, though. She's going to have to see that guy. Be like, how was it? That's been our joke. How was it? Yeah. How was it?
No, that guy's going to jail.
Oh, yeah, that's he's true, gone. Actually. Yeah. She won't be seeing him, I hope. Yeah. Any other thoughts about this this whole thing? I have another topic we can move on to.
Yeah.
Another somewhat somber topic.
You know, thoughts and prayers to the families that lost.
True.
Because there was five people that did die.
It is sad. I don't want to see anyone die. Dies. Yeah.
And, I mean, obviously there's people that are injured, so quick recoveries for them. No matter if you agree or disagree.
I hope that's a learning lesson for those people.
That is... sad, and I do want to say that like the lack of police violence that people were talking about, like, nobody wants to see the people shot, like Black Lives Matter protesters. We just don't want to see,
you want it to be
black
fair.
People of color, and we just don't want to see people shot and killed. Like, we just want the same.
Yeah, exactly. They're pointing out.
I'm not gonna say we like I'm a part of that, but I.
You do want the same treatment for the people of color, and also the majority of white people that's broke into a Capitol building. I don't want to see them shot. I don't want to see anyone shot and killed. Yeah. It breaks my heart, but also, like, where was that? You know, it's just it's crazy. But yeah.
Well, I mean, if you're listening to this, you now know that we have hot takes. We want equality, and we want people to not be injured.
I don't know
what else to say.
I'll see you guys in my DMs.
The radical left just want people to not be killed by law enforcement.
All right, as a member of the not so radical right.
What?
Yeah, what, Coop?
We agree with Bill.
True.
Equality.
We do. Dude, look, I don't think you need to be a radical.
Look at my MAGA boys.
Dude,
No. Look at my European Americans over here.
We didn't vote for them.
Aren't they the greatest?
We didn't vote for them, unlike you. We didn't protest.
Stop! I didn't!
Dude, swear!
I made a TikTok of my ballot filled in for Joe.
Oh, true. You could go check that.
For those watching, Dylan and I definitely just voted Kanye.
True. That's also a joke. Yeah. It's all jokes.
We're not releasing our political views.
Jokes. It's not but all those jokes. Those ones were jokes.
Except for the bow.
Moving on, hitting on this slightly. MF Doom, man. MF Doom passed away actually on Halloween of this year, but they didn't release that information until New Year's Eve. But yeah, MF Doom, a rap legend. He's the definition of your favorite rapper's favorite rapper. He passed away. I don't know what of. I don't know if they clarified, but he was young, and he made a huge impact on music that you probably didn't see because he, you know, he's really niche. But it's very sad. I think he was 40 or around 40, which is really sad.
Yeah, love to Doom.
Much love to Doom. I don't know how much you guys have to comment on that, but that is what happened.
No, I've enjoyed his music. Like, that's really sad. And regardless of his music being good, like, that's just sad.
That is, it's so sad.
We're very not pro death here at all, actually. Yeah.
Hot take. I'm not. Anti-death. I'm not pro death. Yeah. That's something you can quote right unless there.
It's fetus.
I'm gonna come out. We're going to cut that once again. We each say our own thing and our own beliefs. They do not reflect other co-hosts on this podcast because some of us do have federally funded scholarships we're going after at the moment.
True. Yes.
Dylan's heart update.
Oh my gosh!
If you don't know Dylan,
it's in perfect shape. I don't know what you are talking about. I'm working on myself, you guys.
Have you ever tried to glue a porcelain cup back together? Which is an actual metaphor an ex-girlfriend's dad made to me.
Oh,
and I was like,
no.
Oh, man, I've seen that one before.
Oh, gosh, I've felt that one before.
Anyways, I think we should have probably a weekly check-in whenever I do this on your heart, because Dylan's heart consistently gets shattered, so we'd love to hear his thoughts on how he's doing. So, how are you doing? Out of 10, give me a rating.
How is he? Oh, dude, it's getting better, man. You know, I started my diet again. I feel like every time, it might be a coincidence, but every time I start a podcast, I start a diet. I don't know how that coincides, but yeah, I'm very excited for and the diet, working out a bunch, which is really, I think it's really good for me. Starting boxing as well, you know, it's getting my mind off things and getting, you know, when your body feels good. You know, after you work out, or you know, when you're eating well, you know, you feel, you know, your mental health is, you know,
much better, much improved,
a lot better. And Cooper, you're a very big advocate for the gym and how that, you know, helps out with, you know, your self-image too, big time.
This is true. I'm all about the gym. I'm all about getting a nice workout in, along with the physical benefits, the mental health benefits for those who struggle. It is fantastic,
huge. And if you don't like to lift weights, go run. If you don't like to run, bike, just get out, move around.
Jumping jacks.
Exactly. Anything. Yeah. Anything will be better than nothing.
Get out and go.
And not for your physical health, although it does wonders, and it's great. And that's why I'm dieting on top of everything. It's because, like, I'm trying to get, you know, I'm ready for August. You know, August last year was August, you know, some of you guys... So you guys know August is my month, and I'm getting ready, man.
True.
But yeah, heart out of 10, it's at about a 6. Yeah, been better, been a lot worse. So
any girls listening to this podcast?
No.
Work on yourself, and then Dylan might date you, or Dylan will work
there
on himself.
There it is.
Any emotionally available women, Dylan can be reached at Dill Scott.
When I'm emotionally available.
When he's emotionally available.
Yes, indeed.
So keep checking in with the best boyfriends.
Yeah, we'll keep checking in on each other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kiss the homies goodnight, always.
True. Mm. Tell your friends you love them.
Yep, I love you.
Love you, Bo.
Okay, what else do we have? We've been going for an hour 17.
I think that's good for best boyfriends.
I mean, best boyfriends. We are the best boyfriends. Where did you hear that, by the way?
That was from Borat.
He
said, I will leave my possessions to my best boyfriends, Jim and Jerry.
and so it stuck.
I just started calling Coop and Dill my best boyfriends.
And it stuck.
Here we are. So thank you, Sacha Baron Cohen. I'd love to work for you. If you're looking for an intern, I can be reached on Instagram and Twitter at Bo P. Braden. So thanks.
Big things coming for the best boyfriends. Cooper, this is the last we'll see you in person. The first and last we'll see you in person for, you know, a little while.
Till
at
April.
Least. Till April.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we're going to miss you, man. But the best boyfriends will continue. Yeah. So if you're watching, I know. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I'm looking deep in your eyes right now. But yeah, I think that's got to be it.
Yeah, tell your friends you love them.
Tell your friends you love them. Have a great day. Work on yourself.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Peace. Bye.